Welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at aikengump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu. Investment Funds Alert. Amendments to custody rule will not require annual surprise audit for most fund managers. On December 30, 2009, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, published amendments to Rules 2064-2, the amended custody rule, and 204-2 under the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, otherwise known as the Advisors Act, and Form ADV. The changes to the amended custody rule will, among other things, expand the requirement for an independent public accountant to conduct an annual surprise audit to verify the funds and securities of clients over which a registered investment advisor maintains custody, an annual surprise audit, to apply to all client accounts of all registered investment advisors, subject to three exceptions for accounts of the following clients: pooled investment vehicles that deliver audited financial statements to their investors, clients for which registered investment advisors are only able to deduct fees but have no other custodial powers, clients whose funds and securities are held with an operationally independent related person of the advisor. Require registered investment advisors who maintain physical custody or use a related person as a qualified custodian to have an annual independent audit of the internal controls of the advisor or related person custodian. Require the qualified custodians for each client account of a registered investment advisor to deliver directly to the client quarterly account statements showing all positions held at the end of the quarter and all transactions affected during the quarter, unless the client is a pooled investment vehicle that complies with the annual audit requirement. Require registered investment advisors to pooled investment vehicles that deliver audited financials to use an auditor that is registered and inspected by the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, PCAOB, and to deliver audited financial statements to pool participants upon dissolution of the pool. The adopting release relating to the amended custody rule also provides guidance regarding compliance procedures for the safeguarding of client assets. The amended custody rule will become effective 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. In this alert, we answer some key questions about the amended custody rule and changes to Form ADV. Custody rule. How will the amended custody rule affect registered investment advisors to hedge funds or other pooled investment vehicles that deliver audited financial statements to investors? Registered investment advisors to hedge funds and other pooled investment vehicles will continue to be exempt from the annual surprise audit and quarterly statement delivery requirements for those clients if audited financial statements are delivered to all pooled investors within 120 days after the end of the fund's fiscal year. Starting with the audit relating to fiscal years beginning on or after January 1, 2010, the fund's financial statements will, however, be required to be audited by an independent accountant as defined by Rule 201B and C of Regulations SX that is registered and subject to inspection by the PCAOB as of the commencement of the professional engagement period and as of each calendar year end. A registered investment advisor will also now be required to conduct an audit upon dissolution of the fund and promptly deliver audited financial statements after the audit is completed. How does the amended custody rule apply in the case of a master fund or other special purpose investment vehicle? Hedge fund managers often form master funds or other special purpose investment vehicles, SPVs, to commingle single investments or multiple investments of fund clients. As a practical matter, there will be only two ways to avoid the need for an annual surprise audit of each SPV. Either the annual audit of the financial statements of each participating fund that invest in the SPV must be conducted in a way that looks through the SPV to audit the participating fund's share of the assets and liabilities of the underlying SPV, or the SPV itself must have annual audited financial statements that are provided to all investors in all participating funds that invest in the SPV. Are all registered investment advisors required to have an annual surprise audit at least once per year under the amended custody rule for all of their client accounts? No. The amendments proposed by the SEC in May 2009 would have required an annual surprise audit for all clients' accounts in the actual or constructive custody of all registered investment advisors. After proceeding through the comment process, however, the SEC excluded the following client accounts from the annual surprise audit requirement: pooled investment vehicles that provide audited financial statements in accordance with the amended custody rule, accounts only deemed to be in an advisor's custody because of the advisor's ability to deduct fees, and accounts held by a related party of the advisor if the advisor is able to demonstrate that the related party custodian is operationally independent from the advisor. The SEC also limited the scope of the privately offered securities exception so that it will only provide an exception from the requirement to hold those securities with a qualified custodian, unless a client's privately offered securities are subject to an exception listed above, they will be subject to the annual surprise audit. What is required for an annual surprise audit? Each registered investment advisor that is subject to the annual surprise audit requirement will be required to engage a qualified accounting firm to conduct the first examination by December 31, 2010. The engagement agreement must require the accountant to file a certificate on Form ADV-E with the SEC within 120 days after the date of the commencement of the surprise examination, notify the SEC within one business day by facsimile or email of any material discrepancy found in the course of the examination, and file Form ADV-E with the SEC, which will be publicly available within 4 business days after dismissal or termination of the audit, disclosing the date of resignation or other termination, the contact information for the accountant, and an explanation of any problems relating to the examination. The accountant performing the surprise audit must be independent of the advisor, and if the registered investment advisor or a related person serves as the qualified custodian, it must also be registered and inspected by the PCAOB. An interpretive release published contemporaneously with the adopting release for the amended custody rule sets out procedures that accountants should follow in connection with the physical verification of funds and securities in the annual surprise audit. Accountants will be required to obtain records from the registered investment advisor describing client funds and securities and the qualified custodians of those assets, including for accounts closed during the period, the accountant's procedures for verification of client assets held with a qualified custodian should normally include confirmation with the appropriate qualified custodian of the assets and that the client's assets are held in an appropriately segregated manner, confirmation with the client of assets held in the account as of the date of the examination, and reconciliation of confirmations and other evidence in the registered investment advisor's records. The accountant will also be required to verify privately offered securities by confirming with the issuer of those securities. At the end of the examination, the accountant will be required to deliver an opinion as to whether the investment advisor was in compliance in all material respects with the requirements for segregation of client assets of the qualified custodian in the amended custody rule. If a related person of a registered investment advisor has custody under the amended custody rule, will it be subject to an annual surprise audit? Maybe. The amended custody rule expands the definition of custody to include client funds and securities held directly or indirectly through a related person in connection with advisory services provided by a registered investment advisor. Therefore, a related person that has authority over client assets, such as an affiliated investment advisor or broker-dealer, would be subject to the annual surprise audit requirements unless it is operationally independent of the advisor. If a related person serves as a qualified custodian for a registered investment advisor's clients, what is required under the amended custody rule? Any registered investment advisor who acts as a qualified custodian or uses a related person as a qualified custodian will be subject to rigorous internal control audits relating to custodial services. Such advisors will be required to obtain a written internal control report within 6 months of becoming subject to the amended custody rule requirement, and no less frequently than once each calendar year, thereafter from an independent auditor that is registered and inspected by PCAOB as of the commencement of the professional engagement period and as of each calendar year end. A change to Rule 204.2 will require advisors, subject to the internal control requirements, to retain any internal control report as part of the advisor's required books and records. May registered investment advisors deliver quarterly account statements? After the effectiveness of the amended custody rule, account statements will be required to be delivered to an advisor's clients directly by the qualified custodian. Registered investment advisors may, however, continue to deliver their own statements in addition to the statements delivered by the qualified custodian. A registered investment advisor that delivers these additional account statements must include a legend in the account statements and in any notice to clients regarding the opening of a new qualified custodian account that urges the client to compare the statements from the custodian with the statement from the advisor. Are registered investment advisors required to verify that the qualified custodians deliver account statements to clients? Registered investment advisors will be required to have a reasonable belief after due inquiry that qualified custodians delivered account statements to clients. The SEC did not specify which methodology must be used by advisors to verify that statements have been delivered. One manner that the SEC suggested would satisfy the due inquiry requirement is to have a copy of the account statement delivered to the advisor. The SEC noted that viewing an electronic copy of the statements would not, however, be sufficient to satisfy the requirement to verify the delivery of statements. Compliance policies. Are registered investment advisors required to update their compliance procedures to comply with the amended custody rule? While the SEC did not amend the compliance rule, the Rule 2064-7 under the Advisors Act to require additional procedures related to custody, the SEC did include additional guidance with respect to the compliance procedures relating to safekeeping of client assets in the adopting release for the amended custody rule. The SEC suggested that registered investment advisors with custody of client assets perform background checks on all employees that have access to client assets, require two signatories for transfer of assets, limit employees that interact with custodians, and rotate the employees on a periodic basis, and segregate advisory personnel if a registered investment advisor is also a qualified custodian. Advisors should also consider requiring employees to immediately report issues relating to safekeeping of client assets and limiting employees' ability to obtain custody through power of attorney or trustee relationships. Per the SEC, if a registered investment advisor has custody only due to its ability to deduct fees from a client account, the investment advisor should focus its policies on verifying the amount of the fee. The SEC suggested periodic testing of sample fee calculations, testing of the reasonableness of fee calculations, and segregating billing and review roles for invoices. Are there any changes to the disclosure requirements for investment advisors? The SEC also made changes to Form ADV to ensure that registered investment advisors report their compliance with the amended custody rule in addition to Form ADV-E, discussed above. Amended Item 7 will require an advisor to report all related broker-dealers, investment advisors, municipal securities, dealers or government securities, brokers or dealers serving as custodians with respect to client assets and whether any of them are operationally independent. Amended Item 9 will require an advisor to report the amount of client assets and number of clients for which the advisor or its related person serve as qualified custodian. A new subsection of Item 9 will require an advisor to report whether a qualified custodian sends account statements to the investors in managed pool investment vehicles, whether audited financial statements of the pooled investment vehicles are provided to investors, whether the assets are subject to a surprise examination, whether an internal control examination is conducted, and when the last surprise examination was commenced. In addition, revised Part D of Form ADV will require advisors to report the name, address, PCAOB status, and type engagement of each of the auditors that perform the functions required by the amended custody rule and whether the accountant's report was qualified. Finally, advisors will also be required to identify any related person who serves as a qualified custodian, including the name, address, and the type of qualified custodian. Registered investment advisors will be required to provide responses to the additional questions listed above in their first annual amendment filed after January 1st, 2011. Conclusion. Many registered investment advisors whose only clients are pooled investment vehicles will not be materially impacted by the changes to the custody rule so long as they ensure that audited financial statements are delivered in accordance with the amended custody rule, and their auditors are registered and inspected by the PCAOB. Investment advisors who only have the ability to deduct fees from a client account will also be largely unaffected by the amended custody rule. In order to substantiate their limited authority over client assets, such advisors should consider amending or entering into new advisory contracts to explicitly state that the advisor does not have authority over client assets held by the custodian. Some other investment advisors, however, may have to bear the extra cost and burden of an annual surprise audit, currently estimated by the SEC to cost $1,000 for medium-sized advisors and $125,000 for larger advisors, or an internal control report, currently estimated by the SEC to cost $250,000. Registered investment advisors of all types should update their policies and procedures to reflect the changes to the custody rule and the guidance provided by the SEC. 2010 Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party